USA Radio News with Wendy King.
16 states and attorneys general have filed suit in a California federal court to overturn President Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the border with Mexico. The president says he's confident he'll win.
I actually think we might do very well even in the Ninth Circuit because it's an open and closed case. I was put here for security, whether it's Space Force, which we're doing today, or whether it's borders.
The attorneys general argued that the declaration is an overreach by the president, saying there's no emergency along the border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in a press release says no one is above the law. Republicans must join Democrats to uphold the Constitution and stand with the American people against the president's brazen assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is denying a New York Times report that he inquired whether a supporter could run the Southern District of New York probe that's looking into his family foundation and alleged payments to women. Times reporter Mark Mazzetti.
What Trump did was he asked whether the U.S. attorney who had to recuse himself from that investigation could be put in charge, the real implication being that he needed an ally put in charge of this investigation because it was, from the president's point of view, spiraling out of control.
A Trump associate must go back to court. There was a gag order in place, but that didn't stop former political advisor Roger Stone from posting an Instagram picture featuring the judge in his pending criminal case with an image similar to a rifle crosshair behind her. So Judge Amy Berman Jackson has ordered Stone to appear Thursday to show why his bail shouldn't be revoked. Stone has apologized for the posting, which he says came from a conservative group. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Donald Trump's speech in Miami included a warning to members of the Venezuelan military to not attempt to block foreign aid. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump warned members of the Venezuelan military to not block the humanitarian aid that remains on the border in Colombia, Brazil, and Curacao. Nadine Hernandez of World Vision tells us about the tons of food and medicine waiting to cross into Venezuela.
Food, water, sanitation, and other essential life-saving support.
So far, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has not allowed the aid to be released for his country. I'm John Clemens.
Just after the death of the sailor photographed kissing a woman in Times Square at the end of World War II, someone vandalized a statue commemorating the iconic picture. Only 2 days after George Mendoza died in Rhode Island, Sarasota police say they're looking for whoever spray-painted the words, "Me Too," on the left leg of the nurse he was shown kissing. The statue exactly recreates the moment in Times Square. Investigators say there were no witnesses or any surveillance video. The kiss itself was a spontaneous act that celebrated the end of the war. The statue has been a Sarasota landmark for a decade. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.